In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Christos Anisti. So today, my beloved, the third Sunday of the Holy 50 days after the resurrection. And I'm sure you know that each and every Sunday after resurrection, there is a theme for the day. And this will lead us to seventh Sunday, which we have an important event, which is the seventh Sunday after resurrection, is the feast of Pentecost. Type. So I assume you will answer the questions. Yeah. So the first Sunday after resurrection was what? Sunday of Thomas. The second, which was last Sunday, was Sunday talking about النهاردة السامرية. ده third. So the third one السامرية. اتكلم عن ايه في السامرية؟ Water. So Jesus as drinking water. So الwater قبل مية في ايه؟ الأكل. يبقى التاني الأكل. يبقى الأولاني الإيمان أو توماس. The second one لما كانش عن إشباع الجموع. تاني كان بيتكلم عن إفخارستية. أنا هو المن النازل إليكم. John 6. So and the sixth and the Sundays are from John. So all of them. So first one Thomas Sunday. Second one talking about hunger. And if you want, we are in the wilderness and we are here waiting for the second coming. And if we are in the wilderness and the people of Israel were in the wilderness, they need to eat and to drink. So he told them, there is no more manna. I am the manna. You have to eat me and you have to drink because I am, as he's mentioning today, I am the water. The second one is about eating him and living by eating him through the Eucharist. And today is about drinking him. And I will not continue the rest. So this, the three Sundays are enough. So remember the three, and then each Sunday, so try to add another one. So talking about today, the Gospel of today, and John 4, and him being the water. And whenever we have water, we always think about the Holy Spirit. So this, the Samaritan gospel, do you remember when we have this read this gospel before a few weeks ago? Yes. So in the great land, so we have this gospel, the same one in great land. And why you are reading the gospel in great land and why we are repeating this now? There is a difference, although it's the same gospel. ليه بنقرا السامريه في عندنا حد اسمه حد السامريه فين في الصوم الكبير وعندنا النهارده هذا الحد ده مرتبط رغم انه ما بنسموش حد السامريه بنسميه حد الارتواء ولكن هو برضه بيتكلم عن السامريه ايه الفرق بين الاثنين دول او ليه بنقرا ده هنا وده هنا so why we have the two gospels one in the great land and one in the Pentecost. And for us, huge difference between great land and the Pentecost. From our perspective, great land with metanias, with other things. So what usually happened on the eve of the resurrection, an important event in the first church, first day of the church, in the first years and centuries of the church, there was a very important event. In the eve of the resurrection, which was the baptism. So the baptism occurred only one time a year. في الوقت الكنيسة الأولى المعمودية كانت تعمل ليلة القيامة. يبقى معنى كده مين هيتعمد؟ المؤمنين مش كده؟ المؤمنين هم اللي هيتعمدوا صح؟ ده دي نحن كلنا نايمين. ها؟ مين اللي هيتعمد؟ اللي هيأمن الموعوزين سموهم الموعوزين الكاتكيين so اللي عايز يقوم مع المسيح حلو خالص اللي عايز يقوم مع المسيح لازم الأول إيه يعني يحصل له ايه؟ اللي عايز يقوم لازم ايه؟ يموت. فالمعمودية فالسم الكبير كله بيعدوا الموعوظين اللي هم لسه ما تعمدوش ان هم يتعمدوا. في المعمودية بتاعتهم تبقى امتى؟ ليلة القيامة. يبقى من منطقي كده ان كل الثيم بتاع الجريت لاند بيقود لايه؟ للمعمودية. طب احنا بالنسبة لنا بقى الثيم بتاع الجريت لاند بيقودنا لايه؟ ها؟ ريبنتنس. الاباء يسموها الايه؟ الغسيل الثاني. لا الغسيل الثاني يعني احنا اتعمدنا ما اتعمدش ثاني، لكن هي الغسيل الثاني بنغتسل من خطايانا. So that's why the theme of the great land is about the for us the believers we were baptized the second baptism or the daily baptism which is the repentance. So the theme of the great land is about the repentance. Steps after steps, so for us to repent, and in order to enjoy the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we need to repent. So we are today enjoy the repentance and the resurrection. So we need to do something that will. We need to apply the gospel in our lives. Christus Anisti. أمتم مع المسيح. إن كنتم أمتم مع المسيح فاطلبوا إيه؟ بولس الرسول يقول لنا كده النهاردة. إذا كنتم أمتم مع المسيح فاطلبوا ما فوق. If then you were raised and really you believe that Christ is risen and each one, me and you, are risen in Him. So St. Paul today, Colossians asking us to seek those things which are above. So this is very important. I need to seek the things which are above. The Samaritan woman, if we apply her life in my life, she did the same thing. So seeking those things which are above. And he gave us examples. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. بولس الرسول يقول ايه بقى؟ احنا قمنا، فلما نقوم نعمل ايه؟ يقول حاجه حلوه خالص مش على السكرين. فاميتوا اعضاءكم. بصوا البارادوكس بتاع this is the beauty of orthodoxy. So we are risen and because we are risen you will therefore because we are risen put to death your members. So it's a paradox. How come we are risen and we are going to put to death our members? Because he is explaining which are the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and so on. So we need to put to death our members. Not only this, because maybe this isn't for us and big things, although I am committing these things. But again, it's talking about even the daily thing. The anger, the wrath, the malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. The filthy language out of your mouth. So any word, any disobedience to our parents, for example, any bad words we are saying, all this are what? Are sign of life or death? Death. اتراحوا عنكم الكل الغضب السخط. قبل كده يقول الزنا النجاسة الهوى الشهوة الرديئة الطمع وبعدين يقول ايه؟ الغضب السخط الخبث التجديف الكلام القبيح من أفواهكم. لا تكذبوا بعضكم على بعض. Do not lie to one another. ليه؟ إذ خلعتم الإنسان العتيق ما أعماله. And this is the reason my beloved. So we are risen and the sign since you have put off the old man with the deeds. And this is the sign of the resurrection. And this is what the Samaritan woman did today. We understand this more and more that we cannot drinking from Christ and having the Holy Spirit. And these days we are preparing ourselves to receive the Holy Spirit in the Pentecost. So we need to do this. We need to put off the old man with his deeds. So it's never too late to repent. Although maybe I didn't benefit from the 55 days or even I've benefited from 55 days, but again, I need to remind myself this is also the season of repentance. So the season of repentance is never off. موسم التوبة مش بس الصوم الكبير. موسم التوبة اللي احنا فيه ده في الخمسين المقدسة. And this is what St. Paul is saying this. And if we go to the Catholic epistle, so again, St. John is saying this. We know what is the sign that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. علامة ان انا انتقلت من الموت الى الحياة ان انا بحب ايه؟ بحب اخويا. احب اخويا اتكلم عنه وحش؟ مش ممكن. افكر عنه وحش؟ ادينه كل الخطايا اللي انا البسيطة اللي انا ممكن اكون بعملها ومش عارف ان دي علامة ايه؟ حياة ولا علامة موت؟ علامة موت. واحنا قلنا لما قلنا خريستوس انستي نقول ايه؟ قمنا بالحقيقة مع المسيح. يبقى ما يصحش ان يكون جوايا اي علامة للموت وظاهرها كده اني احب اخويا. افكر في نفسي بفكر ايه في اخويا، بفكر كلام كويس ولا كلام مش مناسب عنه. So to wrap up things my beloved, so I think there is an important message today. The Samaritan woman did. So having the resurrection in her, having in the resurrection in me, the thing that I should do when I'm going out from these doors is to convey the good message to everyone. What she did, the Samaritan woman, that she conveyed the good message to everyone. I found the Messiah. I found Jesus Christ. And this is the message that I am happy, I am risen with him. I am so happy, I am saying, Alisos anesti, Christos anesti, pe Christos afton, chen omith mia afton, Christ is risen, truly he is risen. And because of this joy, I am living in life of purity and repentance. And because of this, I will go out and proclaim the good news to everyone. This is an important message today, my beloved. Do I proclaim the good news to everyone or no? بطلع بسلوكي وبمحبتي بنشر المسيح الحقيقي لكل، المسيح القائم الذي جاء لأجل الكل، ولا بفكر كلام وحش حتى على مضطهدية. النهاردة دي الرسالة بتاعت الإنجيل لينا، رسالة الكنيسة لينا. And obviously and definitely the second question, do I need to repent for my previous evil deeds? And definitely I do. Personally, I definitely do. I need to repent. I need to enjoy the resurrection. I need to enjoy life. Do I enjoy drinking from the living water daily, that I may able to be one who delivers a good report daily? So we have, as Pope Tawadr said, that we need to do things on daily basis and weekly basis, monthly basis, and so on. On a daily basis, we have to have this personal relationship with Jesus Christ through the Word of God, through the Bible, reading the Bible every day. This is the living water. And through talking to him, through prayer. So if I have this relationship with him, I have the living water in me, definitely I can live. I have the potential to live, not to die. محتاج تكون كلمة الله مفتوحة قدامي كل يوم وأراها بفهم، ويكون ليه العلاقة الشخصية مع الله من خلال الصلاة. دي علامة حياة. لو ما فيش المية مش هعيش. لو اتحرمنا من المية مش هنعيش، ودي مية ما نتحرمش منها. So this is a daily thing and the weekly thing, the Eucharist that we talked about last week. This is the Eucharist that we have to enjoy. So my beloved, the message of today, we need to live. In order to live, I need to eat and to drink. I will eat from his body, as we said last week. And today, I will drink from the living water, from the Word of God, and giving space to the Holy Spirit in me to work. And I make sure in every single moment of my life, I will die or I will live. I will put my members of sin to death, but I will live. And I will always shout with Jesus Christ, Christ is risen truly. Christ is risen truly, He is risen. Christos Anesti. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Προσχωμέν κέρασον κέρασον χνόμεθ μη.
Yeah.